March 22nd, 1908. The state of Louisa is a state of continuous prayer, of sacrifice, and of union with God. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, and I seemed to see M and other priests. Then a young man of divine beauty came, who drew near me and gave me some food, and I prayed him to share that food, which he was giving me, with M and others. So, drawing near M, he gave him a good share of it, saying to him, "I share my food with you, and you satisfy my hunger by giving me souls," pointing to the work which M wants to do, and also exciting him strongly in his interior by giving him impulses and inspirations. Then he shared it with others. In the meantime, a venerable lady came out, and those who had received food from the young man drew around her and asked her what my state was. And the lady answered, "The state of this soul is a state of continuous prayer, of sacrifice, and of union with God. And while being in this state, she is exposed to all the events of the church, of the world, and of the justice of God, praying, repairing, disarming, and preventing as much as she can the chastisements which justice wants to unload upon creatures. So, things are all suspended." Now, while hearing this, I said to myself, "I am so bad, yet they say that this is my state." But in spite of this, I found myself near a little window up high, and from it, I could see all that was being done in the church and in the world, and the scourges which were about to fall. But who could tell them all? I move on, so as not to be too long. And how I moaned and prayed. I would have wanted to tear myself to pieces in order to prevent all this. But all of a sudden, everything disappeared, and I found myself inside myself.